I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a Native American woman and her family describe an incident with ice, and an Arizona tribe acknowledges the waterway as having same rights as tribal members. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A Native American woman and her family are thankful that she's not detained and potentially deported by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Brian Bull of Buffalo's Fire has the story. The Colorado River has long been considered a lifeline for the Southwest. As KJZZ's Gabriel Piatrazio reports, one Arizona tribe is now acknowledging the waterway as having the same rights and legal protections as tribal members. Tribal leaders from across the country are gathered in Seattle for the National Congress of American Indians annual convention and marketplace. Leaders are tackling top issues facing their communities, from economic development, education, climate, to language and culture. Additionally, a youth convention is taking place. Both gatherings continue through Friday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.